Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are formulas, and there are formulas in many things, and you never thought about it, but there's always a formula. There's a specific way that you do things. If you're going to go and buy your house and you're going to close on the mortgage, there are specific steps that need to be taken. If you're going to bake a cake, you look at the recipe, and there are specific steps that need to be taken. Everything that you do, probably, or the many things that you do, there is an order to them. But we don't think about that when it comes to business, because we know that we are in business to make a profit, and we know that the motivation can be anything. It's because we want to create jobs, we want to be our own boss, we want to do it better than the other person. There's so many things that go into it, but it's about making a profit. And to make a profit, we need to have a structure. We need to have a recipe. We need to understand exactly what we're going to do. And almost anything that I say is just something to fit into the whole. There is just no one way. There is no one conversation. There is no one radio show. There is no one blog post. And there is no one thought. But let's talk about the recipe for business profit. What does it take? Well, certainly it takes knowledge and understanding, and you really have to create the structure and say, here is what we are going to do. Here's how we're going to do it. But here are some basics. And the basics are we have to have the right work. It's not that we just have to have the work or we have to have the sale. We have to have the right sale. We have to sell products and services that we are an expert at, we are very good at, that we can service our customers or clients so we can get repeat business. We don't just sell anything and fill up our business with work that just isn't going to benefit us or the customer. So we really need to understand who's the prospect, what are we selling, how are we going to sell it, what's most profitable to sell, what do we have to sell that may not be as profitable that gets us in with the customer to get the profitable work. So the work is really important. If you're not looking for the right type of work or service to supply to the potential customer, then no matter how much work you do, you can't make a profit because it's low margins, high volume, and it's pretty hard and very difficult to continue that. Now, there are some people that have made it happen, like Walmart. But there are very few people that low profit is the answer. It's got to be the right work. And if you do get the work, and when you do get the work, you have to be prepared for it. How are you going to get it out the door? If you're a machine shop, do you have the right equipment? Do you have modern equipment that's going to be efficient, that's going to attract employees, that are people going to work for you, that's going to give you quality? If you're a software company, do you have the right software product? Do you have your product tested? Have you put it into beta mode and tested it so that when you roll it out there, you're going to have the least amount of problems? And there is always a challenge with software. There's always something that you miss. Do you really understand what the packaging should look like? Equipment. Now, equipment can be anything. Think of equipment in a broader sense. Equipment, and I'm referring to equipment, is something that's going to help you get the product out the door. I know it's a strange way to look at it, but it could be the packaging. It could be the delivery. If we don't have the right tools, and maybe that's a better word, if we don't have the right tools in place to absolutely complete the work in an efficient way so that we can make a profit and bring more work in to do it all over again. So, work, equipment, or tools. And then, of course, you have to have the right coworkers, the right employees. They have to have the right attitudes. if your people don't have the right attitudes, if they're not there to really excel, if they're not there because they enjoy their work, if they're not there because they look forward coming to work because it's a culture that they come to and everybody gets along and everyone kind of is a coworker and they're friendly and they're all working together to get a job done. You have to think about what's your recipe for making your business successful. And just as important is understanding what your recipe is to make your business successful, what's not working in your business that's causing everything to fall apart, what's not working in your business that's creating confusion and stress, what's not working in your business that's creating disharmony. There's so much to think about in business, and I'm always suggesting to CEOs, presidents, and business owners that if you want to be successful, you must take time to think every single day, to think about the positive and to think about the negative. And if you're thinking about the negative, that's positive because you're going to solve those problems and they're not going to happen again. And that opens you up for more success, and that opens you up for more work and more problems that you can solve to do more work. It's the game of business. Do you want to win the game? If you want to win the game, be a strategist. If you want to win the game, think it through. If you want to win the game, surround yourself with the best equipment and tools. If you want to win the game, be a business person. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.